Time out.
Ja, Toet Stielemans was een man van poëzie ook. Dat weten we allemaal. En dat weet ook Kenny Werner uiteraard. De pianist uit New York was de laatste jaren de vaste begeleider van Toets. Telkens ze in duo speelden de laatste 15 jaar van zijn actieve carrière bij Toets. Ja, dan was dat Kenny Werner. Er moeten momenten zijn, uiteraard, dat Kenny Werner nu Toets mist.
Oh, often. You know, I miss him. I miss his playing a lot. And there's certain types of music that I can't get near because there's nobody else that plays that way.
Ja, er zijn muziekgenres die Kenny Werner best vermijdt, omdat niemand die speelt zoals Toets. Wat maakt de Toets dan toch zo bijzonder?
I think how deeply his heart was connected to the music. I think that impressed everybody from different all walks of life. They felt something unusual when they heard Toets, and I mean, there are many things, but I think the main thing was how connected he was with his heart to the sounds he made.
Hoe Toets met zijn hart vlak bij de muziek zat die hij maakte. Dat maakte Toets als muzikant zo uitzonderlijk. Toets was bijzonder open-minded ook, bijzonder gul en open tegenover zijn publiek, meegaand met dat publiek, wat er ook gebeurde.
Generally speaking, he was more forward-thinking than almost anybody. There were things that I would have dismissed that he said, no, I hear something in that. Yeah, he was able to, especially, it may not be music he liked, but it could be music that he could see why people, that people were going to like it. He had a commercial streak in him too, that he had a commercial intuition that was very unerring.
Een commerciële intuïtie, zo verwoord Kenny Werner, de vaste pianist in de Amerikaanse band. Ja, het gevoel van Toets Tielemans tegenover zijn publiek. Een commercieel genie was hij eigenlijk. New York was hun beider uitvalsbasis, zowel voor Toets Tielemans als voor Kenny Werner. Waar zagen ze elkaar dan?
Well, mostly in clubs. I mean, even if you were going to hang out with him, you'd usually meet at a restaurant. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the way we hung out. We'd go to restaurants. But I was at his house a few times. He had a very lovely apartment on the Upper East Side.
What was his favorite food? Because we never talk about that so far, but I can ask you now.
I can't tell you specifically, but I know he loved meat. I mean, he would just eat and eat if it was meat. A good steak.
Ja, meestal in clubs of in restaurants, daar spraken ze af. Amerikanen natuurlijk. En Toets hield van een goede steak. Zagen ze elkaar ook vaak privé? En is het correct dat er vaak heel grote en bekende mensen, zoals Stevie Wonder, langskwam waar Toets woonde in New York?
Not at his place. I don't think people came in and out of that much. You know, they might have once gone there, but it wasn't a place where people going in and out. It's where he and his wife Huguette lived, I think, quite privately, except with their circle of friends. But I did meet Billy Joel and Stevie Wonder when I think we were doing, it was his 80th or 85th birthday at the Blue Note. And Billy Joel was a guest the first night, or one of the nights, and Stevie Wonder didn't want to commit to it. Because if they announced that Stevie Wonder was coming, the club couldn't even, you know, was probably scared. So he just let us know that he might be coming for the second set. And he did. In a night where there was only 20 people in the audience. And there's Stevie Wonder. And then Stevie comes up and does a song, solo piano, a new song he had written. This is, you know, over 10 years ago. And then I got to play with him because he did Isn't She Lovely with Toets, and they just kept soloing back and forth, trading solos. That was a great night.
Ja, een fantastische avond moet dat geweest zijn in de Blue Note Club in New York, toen Toets 80 werd. En een van de genodigden om mee te komen jammen was Stevie Wonder. En ze jamden onder meer op Isn't She Lovely. Maar dat werd niet openbaar gemaakt, de komst van Stevie Wonder. Ja, omwille van veiligheidsproblemen. Zo'n jazzclub is namelijk niet bestand tegen honderden, laat staan duizenden fans die zouden toestromen, zelfs niet in New York.
You know, we had a lot of laughs. He had a great sense of humor. And, you know, he was like, kind of like a brother and kind of like a father, because he was 30 years older than me. But we shared a lot of common experiences, even though it was a 30-year difference, because what he experienced in person, I experienced on television in old black and white movies. So we were both aware of the same kind of music that maybe younger musicians, to him, like musicians my age, might not have exactly the same understanding that I had. And it was the same understanding he had coming up in New York.
Thank you.
Dance, Kenny Werner aan de piano en de mondharmonica van Toots Tielemans. Ja, eigenlijk gek dat ze 15 jaar lang samenwerkten, Kenny Werner en Toots, en maar één album opnamen in een studio.
Yes, I was on a few compilations, but yeah, we only did one album. And, you know, there was talk about more, but it just never quite came together. It took a lot for him to commit to doing a record. And as he got older, he was more cautious, you know. Yeah, it is a shame that we only did one. But at least we did one, and that has most of our hits on it. You know, the things that we really did that was special. Most of us on that collection.
Ja, één album werd het dus voor Kenny Werner en Toots Tielemans. Maar één album waar al hun favoriete repertoire op staat. Van gaande van Bach over Herbie Hancock, zoals daarnet. Tot de songs van Bill Evans en van Walt Disney. Kenny Werner is naast een toppianist ook een schrijver. Hij schreef 20 jaar terug een boek dat bijzonder populair is onder muzikanten. Effortless Mastery. Het gaat over hoe een muzikant zelf een instrument wordt die een soort creatieve kracht doorgeeft aan anderen. En momenteel werkt Kenny Werner trouwens aan een vervolg op dat boek. Toots was ook een fan van dat boek. Hij wist daarvan en hij maakte daar reclame voor.
Yeah, actually he was. And he would sometimes, when musicians were talking to him, he would recommend my book to them. You know, this will help straighten you out. You know, read this. Yeah, no, he was very impressed by that because it's not a usual thing for a musician to get involved in. And I kind of fell into it because it seemed to have some information that I thought was more obvious to people than it was. So. But yeah, he was aware. You know, I haven't written one since that one, but now, just now, 20 years later, I'm actually working on a book that I think is an expansion of the same idea. Okay. First one was called Effortless Mastery.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really just how a musician becomes an instrument for some creative force to play through. And this next book, I think, is definitely an expansion of that idea.
Kenny Werner werkt dus aan een vervolg op dat ene boek, Effortless Mastery. 15 jaar lang is hij de vaste pianist geweest van Toots Tielemans. Ja, daar moet hij toch bijzonder vele andere pianisten groen meegekregen hebben van jaloezie.
Well, they wouldn't reveal that if they were, but I would just imagine that they were, yeah. I know I used to get a lot of people following me that were harmonica players, you know, the other way around. Oh, you should check me out, man, I play just like Toots. I say, wow, great, who would want to hear that? That's a funny thing about Toots. People that play like Toots, they just can't hear anything beyond what he was doing. And the problem is it'll never feel like Toots. It could be exactly the same notes. It could even have the same kind of inflection, but you just can't feel it. Somehow he was playing this thing directly from some kind of emotional place inside him, and other people are playing like Toots Thielemann. Mm. It just doesn't have the same. It's like hearing some of these young singers. You know, Frank Sinatra does something I can feel, and a lot of the young singers sing very, very, very well, but very few of them can I feel on that level. Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of like that.
Yeah, het is allemaal heel subtiel natuurlijk. Toets legde een soort gevoel in zijn muziek op een manier die weinigen hem nadoen. Maar er is toch die Zwitser, die Grégoire Marais?
Well, no. The reason Grégoire Marais is a breath of fresh air is because he doesn't sound anything like Toets. And that's what Toets liked about Grégoire. He said, he doesn't sound like me at all. And he really respected that.
Grégoire Marais heeft een volledig eigen sound, een eigen klank. En daar had Toets Tielemans zelf ook heel veel respect voor. Zijn er concerten, zijn er passages op de grote festivals, op Jazz Middelheim of zo, die er uitspringen voor Kenny Werner?
I can't remember specifically one concert at Middelheim. For that matter, we had so many special concerts with Toets, I'm not really sure where I could, you know, really say, oh, this concert, that concert. Because every time he got on stage, first of all, he was so loved. Like it would be the last time you'd ever hear him or something. They loved him that much. And second of all, I always felt that special with him.
Was it the same kind of warmth and love for him when you performed with him in the U.S. or Canada or Brazil? Or?
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I remember playing at the Montreal Festival, which is a big festival like Middelheim, you know, big audience. And they were already standing. We just walked out on stage. He used to say, I don't want to curse, but, you know, the F word. So sometimes he used to... I started this joke. He said, we're backstage, and he was always nervous before most performances. He always still doubted himself, even though everybody was going to love him before he played a note. So he was this one night, I forget where we were, but he was really nervous like that. And then we get out, and we play, and it was standing ovation. And then afterwards, standing ovation, and I went over to him, and I said, can you curse on the radio? F, can you say that word? So I said to Toets, well, you fucked up again. You know, and he laughed. So then whenever we'd go out on stage, we'd go out and get a standing ovation. He turned to me and go, guess I fucked up again. And then we'd both have a big laugh.
Ja, heb je dat gehoord, Toets Tielemans, met al die jaren ervaring en toch nog een klein bang hartje telkens hij dat podium op moest. Maar dat is dan ook weer het kenmerk van de allergrootsten, wellicht. Zijn er in de USA nu tributes, ereconcerten gepland voor Toets? We vragen het aan zijn Amerikaanse pianist, Kenny Werner.
No, not yet. Actually, I'll probably do some... The only person that the Toets Thielemann organization approves to do a tribute. I mean, every harmonica player wants to do a tribute. And I've been approached. But the only one that they're really into is Grégoire Marais is planning some. And the reason that they would be into that is because he won't sound like Toets. Mm-hmm. He already sent me an arrangement of Bluesette. Sounds nothing like the song. So, and I think Toets and Huguette and Vele van der Poel also think that he would really appreciate that. But the guys that want to go out and play like Toets on Toets's songs, I've been approached, but nothing's come together. And the people in Toets's group, you know, his wife and whoever, his manager, you know, if they organize something, they'd like to organize it. And I'm sure they'll, figure out what they want to do. But the only one that they've ever said that they would like to see that would be they'd be approve would be Grégoire, because they know he'll do it his own way. And already Grégoire and I are talking about doing some concerts in 2018.
Kenny Werner plant voor 2018 alvast een paar concerten samen met Grégoire Marais, de enige mondharmonica-speler in de jazz die niet per se wil klinken als Toets. Een man die zijn eigen sound heeft en daar hield Toets ook bijzonder veel van. Van die man. Dit komt uit het nieuwe album van Little Jimmy Scott. Met Grégoire Marais erbij.
Neath the blossoms waiting. Poor butterfly. For she loved him so. The moments pass into hours. into years. And as she smiles through her tears, she murmurs low, "The moon, and I know that he'll be faithful. I'm sure he'll come to me by and by. But if he won't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I just must die. For butterfly, come to me by and by. But if he won't come back, then I'll never sigh or cry. I'll just die. I just must die. Oh, but I fly. I just must die. For butterfly.
Poor Butterfly, postuum uitgebracht werk van Little Jimmy Scott met een aantal special guests en hier de jonge Amerikaanse toets, want intussen woont hij in New York. Grégoire Marais. Grégoire Marais. Eind juli komt hij naar het jazzfestival van Dinant. Dinant, de stad van Adolf Sax. En deze zomer ook een beetje de stad van Toets. Toets Tielemans.